And falling down on their knees, the shepherds adored the baby in the manger. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's Gospel, which is one of the Sunday, the Christmas Gospels, the second Mass, we have the three shepherds going in haste to adore the child of whom the angels had spoken. Today is born to you a Savior in Bethlehem. And they went with haste and adored the child. And their lives after this encounter with the angels and the child was never the same again. They went and told everybody in Bethlehem, I'm sure, about the newborn Savior and the angels. My dear friends, today in our world, we are in a great crisis. The world has probably never been as wicked as it has been in these years, especially beginning in the 20th century. And why? Why, my friends? Well, it's all due to our sins, and we have the beginning of it in a way. When Pope Leo XIII had said Mass one day, October 13th, 1883, he heard a conversation between the devil and God. The devil said, I can destroy your church. And God said, okay. He said, I will need more time. And God said, fine. And I will need more power. And God said, fine. Now, why was God willing to let the devil destroy his church? Well, you should realize that the devil is God's policeman. When we misbehave, the God will let the devil attack us. So we'll realize that our actions and thoughts and so on are wicked because the devil's tormenting us, and we'll go to God and pray. So he's God's policeman. God also knew that in 1917 he was going to send his mother to Fatima, the apparition of all apparitions, if we can use a phrase, the mother of all apparitions, if we can compare them, not that we want to, because we have so many wonderful apparitions, Guadalupe, Lourdes, and here Fatima and Akita and so many others. It's hard to compare. But Fatima was crucial because it was the beginning of the 20th century, and it was the beginning of when the devil was going to take over. Our Lady said, men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. And that was the answer to the devil. If men would stop offending God and do what Our Lady said, she said to pray the rosary, pray the rosary. She also said to do the five first Saturdays. All right, and have we done those? Has the church even talked about these things? When do you hear a talk about the five first Saturdays? So important. How about the parts of the five first Saturdays? Our Lady says, receive Holy Communion. Receive Holy Communion, which of course is what Jesus had said. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. Go to confession 8 days before or 8 days after the first Saturday. Padre Pio said, for those people who don't go to confession, how foolish, how careless, how careless. I hear confessions on Saturday between 12 and 1. I barely get a couple of people coming, a big parish like this, and so few people come to confession. It's very careless, my friends. By the way, I apologize for being a little late today. I didn't realize the time had gone so fast. I was here in a couple of confessions, and next thing I know, I looked at it was 9:30, and that was it. So I apologize for starting Mass a little late. But would to goodness people would keep me in the confessional a little longer. We don't have enough confessions. We should be going to confession, as Our Lady has asked, with the five first Saturdays at least, once a month. Better every 2 weeks, because then you can get the indulgences, because most indulgences you have to have, plenary indulgences, you have to go to confession 8 days before or 8 days before you get the indulgence. you receive Holy Communion and go to confession. Those are integral for gaining plenary indulgences. And by the way, plenary indulgences will take away your temporal punishment, all your temporal punishment. Not only yours, but if you apply them and give them to Our Lady, they will take away all the temporal punishment of souls in purgatory. You can ask Our Lady to apply them to your relatives, to your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, anybody who's died in your family. Then Our Lady said the other aspect of the five first Saturdays, you pray the rosary and keep her company by meditating on the rosary. Keep her company with the rosary. By the cross I wish to stay. There I wish to pray. Weep and pray. This is all I ask of you. Stay with Our Lady by the foot of the cross. That's one way to think about it. Think about the fifth sorrowful mystery and being at the foot of the cross with Our Lady, Jesus hanging on the cross. My friends, you cannot get a better thing to think about than the crucifixion of Jesus and being with Our Lady. By the cross I wish to stay, there with you to weep, 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 and pray. This is all I ask of you. Weep. Weep over your sins. Weep over the sins of the world. Weep over the sins that you've caused, and of course the suffering of Jesus. Weep and pray at the foot of the cross. My friends, that's what we should be doing these days. Weeping and praying for our world, which is in a pathetic, absolutely pathetic. People don't have a clue what's going on. They've never heard of Fatima. One religion is as good as another. And no religion talks about Fatima. They don't even know what it's all about. And yet it's so important for saving souls. Our Lady says, if men do what I say, many souls will be saved. Men do what I say. Stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin. Pray the rosary, morning, noon, and night. Don't be stingy. Morning, noon, and night. It won't kill you, right? Won't kill you. You're on the bus, pray the rosary. Taking a walk, pray the rosary. Walking the dog, pray the rosary. And praying the rosary and also stopping offending God, not committing sin. My friends, if we do these things, then we will save our own soul and save the souls of others. Two of the promises of Our Lady for those who pray the rosary is that she will be there at the end of your life when you are dying with all the graces necessary for your salvation. She will be your comfort to make sure you have the grace to save your soul. My friends, that is so incredible that I don't think they have a clue what it's all about. Do you realize that that's a ticket, in a way, a free ticket to heaven, if you do the five first Saturdays? And by the way, one writer I remember reading, I don't know who it was, said that if you do five for yourself, most people don't stop. Most people don't stop. Sister Lucia said she loved the first Saturdays. She did them all the rest of her life. I'm sure, in the convent, praying the five first Saturdays. They say you can apply them to, if you do five for yourself, do five for your husband, do five for your children. Right? If you do them over the many, many years, that's at least two sets every year. So you'll save many, many souls. 12 months in a year. So after many, many years, you'll save many, many souls. Many people do them a whole lifetime, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. I've been doing them since 1951, when the good teacher in my school told us, the good sister said about the five first Saturdays. I remember saying distinctly to my friend, let's go tomorrow. And we did. The both of us went tomorrow. And one of the other girls who overheard us, we weren't talking to her, she was there too. I remember that distinctly, 1950, 51, somewhere around there when I was in the eighth grade. Oh, God bless that sister for telling me about the first sad days. It's influenced my whole life. The rosary is so important. Fatima is so important. The message of Fatima, Our Lady says, if men don't repent, there'll be a Second World War. She also said Russia will spread her errors with communism. All right? She also said whole nations will be annihilated if men don't do what I say. And we haven't. And for the last 100 years, my friends, we've been suffering in our world beyond belief. The sins of our world because of the devil. And now with the advent of the computer and all the other aspects of the computer, the phone, the iPhone, and so on, we have a deluge of pornography in our society. Sin upon sin upon sin. It used to be just a dirty magazine that you could throw away, but now it's all over the place. My dear friends, we're in a terrible state of crisis. And unless we come back, where will we be? Our Lady said there'd be great punishments. She repeated her prophecy in Akita, also October 13th, 1973, Akita in Japan, to Sister Agnes. She said, fire from heaven will come down and two-thirds of the world will be destroyed. Two-thirds of the world. Fire will fall from heaven. That was 50 years ago or so, almost 50 years ago, 100 years for Fatima. And a Fatima is so important. It is the, as I said, the great apparition. It is also apocalyptical. Apocalyptical. What does that mean? Apocalyptical means talks about the end times. The end times and the punishments. All right? Terrible punishments and judgments on our world. And in a wonderful article, you can look it up on in the internet, all right, Christian Order, the magazine Christian Order, Catholic magazine, look up October 2018, the first article, Fatima 101. When you go to a college, you take your first history course, it's called 101. Biology 101, Religion 101, Theology 101, the basics. So Fatima 101, and he said something there that I never saw before in any commentary in all the years I've been reading about Fatima, a very interesting insight. We all know that when Fatima came, that day, everybody went to see it, 75,000 souls. Many of them went to laugh. Many of the Masons want to ridicule it, and so on. And what happened? For days it was running, for raining, I should say. Two, three days. The place was inundated with water. People were up to their ankles in pools of water. Their clothes were soaking wet. It was raining, raining, raining. What does that remind you of? What great apocalyptical event occurred for mankind, which was included rain? It rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and the whole world was destroyed except for Lot and his family. Right? 40 days and 40 nights. God punished the world by destroying everybody except for one family and a few and their friend relatives. Eight or so men, and of course the two animals of each set. My dear friends, that's apocalyptical. The fire from heaven. Then they had the sun spinning around, and they thought the world was going to end. It was catapulting towards earth. People were crying out, save me, save me, oh save me, dear Lord, save me. And the sun kept coming down, then all of a sudden stopped. That was fire in a way from heaven, the sun being fire coming down upon the earth. Where else was there fire in an apocalyptical event in our world? You read it, you said it, Sodom and Gomorrah. Rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah and all the towns around it. because of the sin of sodomy, homosexuality. And what do we have in our society? A deluge of impurity, homosexuality. And now it's supposed to be a gift, a right. You can even marry in some states, some countries. My dear friends, what an abomination. What an abomination. So there you have it, Fatima 101, apocalyptical events, the rain and the fire from heaven, reminiscent of the fire coming down and destroying Sodom and Gomorrah, the whole place wiped out. My dear friends, what can we say? What can we say? By the way, I just realized I said the wrong person for the deluge. I got Lot and Noah mixed up. Noah was, of course, with the deluge, and Lot was with Sodom and Gomorrah, because Lot's wife wanted to see the punishments of what was happening, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. One thing you never do, my friends, is you don't ever eavesdrop and look at the punishments that God is going to send to the world. You just close your eyes and just beg the Lord to forgive you and help you. Because when the punishments do come, we're going to be inundated, of course, the fire from heaven. So we just pray. And when the 3 days of darkness comes, we're supposed to board the windows and not look out at the devils who are supposed to come from hell and claim everybody with the mark of the beast. Don't ask me when one is going to happen and when the other is going to happen. I don't know. All we know is that God will soon punish our world if we don't repent. And we haven't repented. We've gotten worse, 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 my friends. And therefore, I'll read you the final, in a way, final revelation of the third secret by Sister Lucia in 1944. Okay? In a recent article, the prophecy of Our Lady of Fatima's triumph will coincide with the words of Sister Lucia on the one church in heaven. Dr. Roberto Di Mattei, a noted Italian historian, reminds us of the importance of this new revelation, which the Carmelite sisters of Sister Lucia's convent published after her death in 2013. Quote, Roberto Di Mattei, Professor Roberto Di Mattei, allow me to recall a revelation from Our Lady of Fatima, which we learned about only a few years ago, exactly in 2013, when the Carmel of Coimbra published the volume of Lucia's life. Around, quote, Sister Lucia, around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, on January 3rd, 1944, in the convent chapel of Toy, in front of the tabernacle, Our Lady urged Sister Lucia to write the text of the third secret, and Sister Lucia recounts. Quote, I felt my spirit inundated by a mystery of light that is God, and in him I saw and heard the point of a lance, like a flame that is detached, touched the axis of the earth, and it trembles. Mountains, cities, towns, and villages with their inhabitants are buried. The sea, the rivers, and clouds exceed their boundaries, inundating and dragging with them in a vortex houses and people in a number that cannot be counted. It is the purification of the world from sin, in which it is immersed. Hatred, ambition, provoked a destructive war. After I felt my heart racing in my spirit, a soft voice that said, in time, one faith, one baptism, one church, holy, Catholic, apostolic, in eternity, heaven. This word filled my heart with peace and happiness in such a way that almost without being aware of it, I kept repeating to myself for a long time, heaven, 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 which coincides, my friends, with Our Lady promising heaven to those who, as I mentioned before, keep the five first Saturdays. Also, I forgot to mention, she did say whole nations would be annihilated. And then we'll have the ear of peace, she said. In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph. In the end of what? After all the purification of sin is done with. When all sin has been eradicated and the devils are sent back to hell. And there's one faith, because you can't have an ear of peace with every faith. One faith, the Catholic faith. Everybody will be Catholic. After the world is destroyed, two-thirds of the world is destroyed, the final one-third that remains will all be Catholic. They would have seen what God had done. And of course, that would be such a tremendous event that everybody would see the truth of the Catholic Church. Everybody would become Catholic. No more Jew, no more Muslim, etc. All Catholics and all adoring God like the three shepherds, like the shepherds today, bowing down and thanking God and adoring Him like we should be doing all the time, because God has given us everything. Greater love than this no man has than he lay down his life for his friends. God has suffered and died for us, come as a child, got on the cross for us. The least we can do is adore and love Him and honor Him and keep His commandments. My dear friends, we have to do more. That's why Our Lady came and begged us to pray the rosary. The rosary is the key. If you meditate and think about the rosary on the life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my dear friends, you will learn so much. Those mysteries reveal so much of our faith and will bring down many graces upon us. That's why I tell you, morning, noon, and night. And if you wake up in the middle of the night, say another one for good measure. We can't do enough. There's so many souls going to hell today. They don't believe. They don't believe in the Catholic Church. They've never heard of Our Lady. They don't know what the rosary is. My dear friends, it's absolutely pathetic. Pathetic what we can do. We all have to do our little part and tell people about this message that I've told you about today, the Fatima message, and the message of praying the rosary. Tell them that's the key. And if they want to be protected during the great purification, which I think is going to happen in my life, and I'm not getting any younger, I'm pretty sure I'm going to see it. I don't know if I'll survive it, right? Because the good and the evil will all be destroyed. All right, and God, as God wants, all right, some good will go, some evil will survive. All right, and if they do survive, they will change people, that's for sure. So we got to do more. Sorry, this is a little long today, but hopefully nobody has to catch a plane. And I think it's worth it because there's not a lot of time left. There is not a lot of time. Many of us are getting old, we don't have a lot of time. And there's not a lot of time because the world, the evil is getting so much worse. All right? Just look at the church. When you have the sins that we have in our church, can God just look with and not do something? The sins of abortion, the LGBT, transgender and all that, making men, women, men, absolutely pathetic. How wicked our world is, worse than the deluge, as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah. My dear friends, God is going to do something big, and rest assured, it's going to be soon, and we want to be doing what Our Lady said. That's why the Fatima message is so important. If anybody wants this little slip of paper with the summary of just what I've read, I have plenty of them in my pocket, so just ask me. God bless you.